I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ.
I'm a soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Responsorial Psalm for today, Psalm 15. I will seat the victor beside me on my throne. What a thought to think about that one day, if we live and die in a state of grace,
yep,
we're going to sit right next to King Jesus and sit with victors along with our Lord and our Lady. What a thought. Terry, I'm reporting for duty. What about you?
I am too, Jesse. And this is the Sunday for Christ the King coming up. So that was appropriate that you should say that. We've got a great show. I'm Terry Barber, the Lebanese lover of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and the Lebanese lover of our Lady, and I am reporting to duty. I'll tell you what my duty is, to proclaim Jesus Christ's truth about life, and that's what we're doing right now. And, you know, it's what is the truth? What is the truth about this election? Well, listen to this. We're going to be talking about a Democratic director of the Texas State Political Strategy for Joe Biden's presidential campaign. Guess what? He's been arrested for speeding. No, for electoral fraud. The guy's a fraud. No surprise. Number two, we're going to be talking about how a Philly mob boss stole the election and why he may flip on Joe Biden. Wow. Surprise, surprise. And then three, the law is clear. If an election is stolen, state legislatures can restore the will of the people. So we have a process. The question in my mind, Jess Romero, is this. Are we going to have judges are going to take these cases and start asking questions to get the final, to find out what the truth is, or are they just going to poo-poo it? We'll find out. But I want to tell people, we started last night at 7 p.m. at the chapel praying before our Eucharistic King, the rosary, for the next four Mondays. In addition to what we do on Thursday nights of prayer, we're going to pray the rosary in front of the Blessed Sacrament for our country and for the conversion of America and the conversion of the world. But before we get into all these topics, Jess, we always ask to get the Word of God, because that is the highest on the food chain when it comes to truth. What does Jesus Christ teach? It's right in the Bible.
That's right. Luke chapter 19, verses 1 to 10.
Mm-hmm.
Speak, Lord, your servants are listening.
Amen.
And this applies to all of us, because all of us in some way, shape, or form, all of us are Zacchaeuses in our own way, shape, or form. It says, he entered Jericho and was passing through, and there was a man named Zacchaeus. He was a chief tax collector and rich, and he sought to see who Jesus was, but could not, on account of the crowd, because he was small of stature. So he ran on ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for I must stay at your house today. So he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, he has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold. And Jesus said to him, today salvation has come to this house, since he is also a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. The gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
So this is an episode in the gospel of Luke where our blessed Lord is giving us a story that it's marked with a lot of irony. What do I mean by that? Well, Zacchaeus, he was seeking with great effort to see Jesus. And only in this encounter, he discovered that Jesus is also seeking to encounter Zacchaeus. So both of them were like looking for each other. And Zacchaeus was a wealthy man. He was a tax collector, ripped people off, because that's basically what they did. But Zacchaeus realized that Jesus was calling him to live now a life of self-detachment. In other words, saying, you know what? You're not going to take that with you, Zacchaeus. Come to me and let open your hands and be more generous. And that's what happened in this gospel. You know, chief tax collectors, they were probably the most hated occupation amongst the Jews because they charged the debt to the Jewish people, but they worked for the Romans. And they also took some money for themselves, like one for Rome, one for me, one for Rome, one for
exactly.
me. So they were dishonest and they were despised by their own kind. But you see Zacchaeus, he says, Lord, I'm willing to return back what I've taken fourfold. That's kind of interesting. That's his Jewishness coming out because
yep.
that's actually what's mandated in Exodus chapter 22, verse 1. That you're called to make restitution fourfold. So he was actually appealing to the Hebrew scriptures. You know, most people don't realize that. And also, notice that the Bible, St. Luke, also traces Zacchaeus' ancestry all the way back to Abraham. So he shows that he's a son of Abraham, all the way back, a true descendant of Abraham. And you know what really makes him a descendant of Abraham? His repentance and his faith. Because this is what Abraham was known as a towering man of faith in the Old Testament. And this is what makes Zacchaeus a towering figure in this story was his repentance and his faith in the Son of God. Terry?
Yeah, see, that's not fake news. You see, that's not fake repentance. That's not fake salvation. You know what it is? It's the gospel. And that's what we need to have. Jesse, I'm going to bring the smartest guy into the room. And it's going to yep, full sheen ahead. Bishop Sheen says something that I think all of us, it fits right into the gospel today about life, that we need to repent because we are sinners. Here's what Bishop Sheen said. He said, life is like a cash register. What? Yeah, in that every account, every thought, wow, every deed, every sale is registered and recorded. In other words, Jesse, what I do at night and nobody's around, God sees it. See, I think that this is something that our world needs to hear, that God knows the truth about this election, Jesse.
Mm.
He knows everything. He knows if somebody was committing fraud, because nothing is unseen that for God. He sees it all. And I just think, here's my big point, and this what Fulton Sheen is saying. Life is like a cash register. Yeah, in every account, every thought, every deed, like every sale is registered and recorded. In other words, all these people who have committed fraud in these elections, you know what I'd love to see, Jess? They come back and repent. And they say, hey, and there have been some people have already said that, Jess. I repent. I took 4,000 of these tickets and I marked them for Biden. And yeah, I repent of it. I think that we can pray for that. And I'll tell you why that's powerful. Because number one, it shows that somebody was praying for their conversion, because that doesn't happen without prayers, Jess. And I know people,
right, yep.
Christians, Catholics, we're all praying for this to be resolved. Can you imagine somebody like, hey, maybe a mob guy who says, hey, you know what? I did.
That's yeah.
I know,
that's
Jesse.
That's exactly what we're going to talk
about. That's why I'm bringing it up, brother.
Yeah, he's Italian, so somebody in his family has been praying for him.
You got it.
And all of a sudden, he grew a conscience in prison, and he
exactly.
says, you know what? I got to come clean.
I love it.
Yeah, Terry, something also important.
Tell
I want to just share Carlo Maria Vigano's prayer. He gave he prayed a prayer for President Trump, and
yeah.
We got 2 minutes. I'd like to
share. Oh, absolutely.
He is in the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
This is written by Archbishop Carlo Maria Vigano. He says this: O Lord Almighty God, most holy and undivided Trinity, who in thy love has deigned to redeem sinful man through the incarnation and passion of our Lord Jesus Christ, prostrate before thee, we invoke thy powerful protection in this hour of great turmoil, when darkness seems to be straining over our beloved nation. O Lord God of hosts, drive back into hell the enemy of mankind, who by thy eternal decree is crushed by the foot of our mother and queen. Mary most holy, make vain the assaults of those who, blinded by vice and hatred of thee, wish to subject our nation and the whole world to the tyranny of sin and rebelling against thy most holy law. Grant wisdom and courage to those who are called to direct the fortunes of the United States of America and to those who serve their country with fidelity and honor. Lord, bless our president, our public officials, our pastors, For those who exercise the power entrusted to them from above, obtain the graces necessary to carry out their duties with integrity and justice. Almighty God, who in many times has manifested the power of thy right hand at the side of Christian armies, place thyself at the head of this army of thy children. Let the prayer we address to thee through the intercession of our mediatrix, the Virgin Mary, rise up to thee like incense, so that, resolved to observe thy commandments and to repent for our sins, we may attain the freedom and peace that thou hast promised us. Grant, O Lord God, peace to our people. Look not upon our unworthiness, but upon the merits of the Immaculate Virgin, the Queen and Patroness of the United States of America. May she present to the throne of thy majesty our humble prayers, our holy intentions, and our penances. And just as in the time of the Maccabees, thou raised up holy heroes and courageous witnesses of the faith, so also today hear the prayer we raise to thee, and scatter the proud in their conceit of hearts, granting victory to those who serve under thy holy banner. Amen. God bless the United States of America. God bless our president, Carlo Maria Vigano, Archbishop. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was powerful. Powerful. Folks, I want you to know that we have another 1,000 new YouTube listeners this week. Every week, 1,000 to 2,000 new people. We want to welcome you. We'd like to ask you if you could promote it by liking us on YouTube, Facebook. That's how we promote the Virgin Most Powerful shows, all of our shows. And we'd appreciate if you could do that. When we come back, yeah, we're going to talk about some, what I would say, well, some fraud that's going on with this election. And it's very clear that it needs to be resolved. And we're praying for that here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be back with much more on the Terry and Jesse Show. Go turn that dial. Logan, what has Virgin Most Powerful Radio done for you?
Well, Virgin Most Powerful Radio, I got to say, I've been a listener for about a year now, and it's really helped me grow closer to my faith and the fact that I'm listening and I'm getting unsugar-coated, clear, charity with clarity, Catholicism. And it has really helped me even, you know, grow so much deeper in my faith as a young man and discern the priesthood and have a love for Jesus Christ. And this is so seen on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful, the unsugar-coated, clear truth of our Catholic faith that is so lacking today. It's almost like the Terry and Jesse Show. It's the orange juice Catholicism, and it's filling things up. I just need to give them a shout-out, my praise. I'm just so appreciative. It's just really helped me, and I know, people want to hear this. It inspires me to want to speak it, and it inspires me to even go as far as discerning the priesthood to think I should speak this. We need to stand up for our beautiful faith. This is the unsugar-coated beauty, and this is just what I've seen on the Terry and Jesse Show. I encourage so many listeners to start donating and support this cause. It has just truly really impacted my life, and all I just want to give is some praise to it.
Psalm 119 says, "Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light to my path." According to St. John Paul II, being a Christian means saying yes to Jesus Christ. It consists in surrendering to the Word of God and relying on it, but also endeavoring to know better and better the profound meaning of this Word. May God grant that we always rely on His Word, read it often, and put it into practice.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Straight Talk Catholicism. The elections are far from over. Let's remember that the mainstream media, they don't call the elections, nor does the USCCB, nor even if the Holy Father congratulates Joe Biden. The only people that call the elections are the Electoral College. So the elections are far from over. Terry, and we're finding more and more shenanigans.
All over.
It's just basically, Terry, it's like a cancer. It's all over the country.
Yep.
But this one in Texas, and you can see why the left would want to take over and flip Texas. The Biden campaign director in Texas was arrested for electoral fraud. I mean, those are just the people that we're catching. His name's Dallas Jones.
Yep.
Texas political director for Biden and Harris. And the Democrats' systemic voter fraud and election stealing, that's the very definition of voter suppression, because what do? They render your vote and my vote null and void. So the this director of Texas, the Democrat director of state political strategy for Joe Biden's presidential campaign, has been arrested for electoral fraud. And Democratic Party operative Dallas Jones is his name. He was formally accused of helping to run an illegal ballot harvesting operation Yep. in the state of Texas on behalf of Joe Biden campaign during his contested presidential election. And according to the National File, two investigators, one a former, it includes a former FBI agent and a former police officer, they've testified under oath that they have Democratic Party internal documentation,
video,
as well
yeah.
as video evidence
yeah.
and witnesses for their investigation. So, Terry, we're finding this more and more from one investigation after another.
Well, Jesse, when I read all these things, this is just one of many. Another, former Marine works for the post office. You know, he was a whistleblower to change statements on alleged voter fraud. So what's happening is it's all over. And here's my question, Jesse. It's not a question of did he do it? Yeah, he did it. I mean, it's pretty obvious. It's all on video. Here's my question. What are we going to do about it, Jess? What are we as a country going to do? Because let's just face it, if we can't have legitimate elections, we're a banana republic. We don't have the trust of the people that our election, that our vote counts. Oh, that's not good for America. So that's why I think, in my humble opinion, we need to pray hard and expose all this for fraud so that we can take the processes that our Constitution has in place to correct these things so that the will of the people will be done and not somebody who's committing fraud. All those people, it all has to be exposed and they all have to be accounted for. And they also have to be prosecuted, Jess. I think that if they don't do a prosecution, this will happen over and over again.
I agree, Terry. And the Epoch Times reports
that... Oh, yeah, it's a good paper.
Yeah, if the election results are still in doubt by December 8th,
yep.
which is one of the Marian feast days, by the way, Terry.
That's right.
So if the election results are still in doubt by December 8th, as they might well be, then the Trump campaign could ask the state legislatures in the disputed battleground states to set aside the tainted tallies
right.
and use their plenary powers under Article 1, Section 4 mm-hmm. of the U.S. Constitution to appoint and certify slates of electors favorable to the GOP. And right now, Republicans now fully control 24 states in which they have both houses of the legislature and the state house. And that includes the battleground states of Arizona and Florida. Meanwhile, in Michigan, Pennsylvania, North Carolina, Wisconsin, they control the legislatures, but the governors are Democrats. So all six of those states could send Trump slates to the feds by December 8th if they wish. And whether their Democratic governors would certify the slate is, of course, another matter. But by contrast, the Democrats control only one current battleground state in which the vote is in dispute, and that's in Nevada, with a majority in the legislature and a Democrat governor. So, yeah, Terry, this thing is far from over. And some of the other shenanigans, Terry, that I've also seen is that Nancy Pelosi's chief of staff, her chief executive, and Feinstein's husband, they're shareholders
that's right.
in the software company Dominion
Just
that's
a fact.
Used
yep.
that's used in like 25 states in this country.
Yeah, conflict of interest.
Oh, are you kidding me? Yeah. Feinstein and Pelosi's, their families are tied into Dominion. Mm-hmm. And also, Sidney Powell, who's the one of the attorneys for President Trump, she says that these machines, the software was used for the elections in many states. Mm-hmm. She says that there's evidence now that the votes could be changed without detection.
Yep.
So that makes this software very, very dangerous. And I'll tell you, Terry, people are already starting to call favors of Biden. He's not even the president. And they're starting to call favors. And what I mean by that, Black Lives Matter, one of the co-founders, Patrice Cullors, she sent a message to Joe Biden. She says this, quote, "We want something for our vote. Black people won this election." This was a message sent to Joe Biden by Patrice Cullors. So now you have this communist,
yes,
anarchist organization that's going to be calling favors of Sleepy Joe if he becomes president of this country. Terry, again, as Catholics, we've got to pray as if everything depends on God and as if everything depends on us.
And Jesse, I said it yesterday and I'm going to repeat myself. Archbishop Vigano and President Trump are two guys that are exposing two things. One is in the church, and that is the swamp in the church, the terrible things that are going on in the church. That's Archbishop Vigano. Trump is doing it in the country. But I'm going to make a connection to where we're at right now. Once our Catholic faith was compromised in our country, and I say the purity of doctrine just went off and everybody was doing their own thing and their immorality, that affected the lay people who are in public service. And so that made them so that they were more vulnerable to compromise and to corruption. And I really mean that. I'm going to put the blame on us Catholics, not the secular world. You know what? We know what secular world people are going to do. Let me ask this question, Jesse. Do you think if the Democrats had an opportunity to cheat and they thought that they were saving the country from a bigot, like a white supremacist, if they think President Trump is that, do you think, Jesse, they would cheat? Because I know the answer to that. I would say yes. How about you?
Yeah, I'll tell you why they would, because the devil is over and over in the New Testament. He's called the deceiver. Mm-hmm. Over and over. That's one of the verbs that describes what the devil does upon mm-hmm. earth, deception. Now, we also know from 1 John chapter 3, verse 10, that the devil has sons or children on planet earth.
Right.
And so the sons of the devil, what would they do? Well, they're going to follow their father, the devil. And what does the devil do? He operates in deception. He traffics in deception. And so the Democrats, just looking at their party platform, without a doubt, because it embraces
yep.
every single intrinsic evil that's denounced by the magisterium in the Holy Bible. You could say that the Democrat Party, this is the diabolical party. 1 John 3:10. I'm quoting the scriptures where it says there's only two teams on earth.
Yeah.
And we know that the fact is that the devil operates by using deception. And that's exactly what the Democrats are doing. They're using deception in this voting, in these voting tallies, to try to steal an election. That's exactly the sign of the diabolical deception.
Jesse, let's be honest. In that same profile for the Democratic Party, their platform, it says that they're for killing unborn babies. Jesse, if you can kill a little innocent child, it's no big deal to lie in an election.
Exactly.
Come on, give me a break, man.
Potatoes.
Yes, that's my point. And I think that we have to recognize that and pray for their conversion, but also pray that the truth will be revealed and that justice can be done. Because I'm going to tell you, Jess, if the justice isn't done after they find out that all this corruption, the next election is going to be a mess. Nobody's going to believe that their vote is really counting.
Terry, something interesting that you just mentioned right now, you know, of course, we pray for their conversion.
Yeah.
There comes a point in time, and this is actually an essay written by Saint Alphonsus of Liguori.
Oh, yeah, he has it. Doctor of the Church.
The moral theologian and doctor of the church. He said that there comes a point in time where somebody continues to offend God
yep.
with the same mortal sin over and over
so much.
And over. Yep. And God has a final point where he says, you know what? I'm done with you.
Yep.
I'm done giving you my grace. I'm done giving you my protection. I'm done giving you my blessing. You don't want it. You spurn it. You scoff at me. You give me, you basically, you know, put your hand in my face and say, read my hand, God. So St. Alphonsus of Liguori says, there comes a point in time, Terry, where God just withdraws his graces and blessings upon a reprobate, and he leaves them to follow their own disordered passions and appetites. And I can just tell you this. How many years has Joe Biden heard from clerics, you know, even on YouTube and recordings and stuff, that his positions as a Catholic in politics, as a senator and a vice president, go against Catholic teaching? And year after year after year after year, he refuses, Terry, to change his position because his politics are his religion. All I could tell you is if you read St. Alphonsus Liguori, Joe Biden is jumping over the trap door of hell, because there becomes a point in time where God says, you know what? You keep sinning again and again and again. The same sin, the same again and again. And there comes a point. Just read it. You don't believe me.
No, it's one there.
Read St. Alphonsus Liguori. It says, God has a, it says, God will not, God will withdraw his grace to a reprobate. It's a homily he gave that made him famous around the world as a moral theologian.
Yeah.
You can't be playing with God. If he's giving you his grace and you keep giving him the middle finger day after day after day after day, year after year after year after year, because you don't believe me? Look at the story of God and Pharaoh. God said, all right, Pharaoh, you want to have a hardened heart? Let me help you have a hardened heart. I'm done with you, Pharaoh. I'm done.
Yeah, Jesse, I want to also recommend that last Thursday we had a show with Kevin O'Brien. It's called UniteOurNation.net. Go to that website, everybody, because what we're promoting there is Eucharistic adoration, rosary rallies around the country, bringing our Catholic faith out onto the streets. We're going to do that with the Anglican Ordinariate Mass here at our chapel. We're going to bring Jesus out onto the streets. And I really do. I really think we have to have that religious awakening in America. And the best way is having our faith out on the streets rather than hiding it. Jess, when we come back, we're going to have a chat about how a Philadelphia mob boss stole the election and why he may flip on Joe Biden. Wow, are those prayers being answered? We'll find out when we come back on the Terry and Jesse Show. I always say Jess and I are too blessed to be stressed. We're too anointed to be disappointed. And if hope was money, we'd be billionaires. We'll be right back with more. Inspire you to fall deep in love with Jesus and his church. Logan, what has Virgin Most Powerful Radio done for you?
Well, Virgin Most Powerful Radio, I got to say, I've been a listener for about a year now, and it's really helped me grow closer to my faith and the fact that I'm listening and I'm getting unsugar-coated, clear, charity with clarity, Catholicism. And it's really helped me even, you know, grow so much deeper in my faith as a young man and discern the priesthood and have a love for Jesus Christ. And this is so seen on the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful, the unsugar-coated, clear truth of our Catholic faith that is so lacking today. It's almost like the Terry and Jesse Show. It's the orange juice Catholicism that's filling things up. I just need to give them a shout out, my praise. I'm just so appreciative. It's just really helped me. And I know people want to hear this. It inspires me to want to speak it. And it inspires me to even go as far as discerning the priesthood to think I should speak this. We need to stand up for our beautiful faith. This is the unsugar-coated beauty. And this is just what I've seen on the Terry and Jesse Show. I encourage so many listeners to start donating and support this cause. It has just truly really impacted my life. And all I just want to give is some praise to it.
If you shop on Amazon.com, there's an easy way to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Just visit smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center under the desired charity. Now, when you log into your Amazon account and purchase products, a portion of it will automatically go to support Virgin Most Powerful Radio at no cost to you. Thanks in advance for supporting CRC and VMPR. And may God richly bless you and your family.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Blue Collar Catholic Radio. Yeah, the article that if you want to read on St. Alphonsus of Liguori is called The Fatal Danger of Abusing God's Mercy by St. Alphonsus de Liguori, the founder of the Redemptionists. He's a moral theologian and one of the great doctors of the church. So you can go on the internet and type in The Fatal Danger of Abusing God's Mercy by Doctor of the Church and Saint Alphonsus of Liguori. One more thing I want to mention, Terry, before we jump into the next topic is, you know, we're slugging it out here. Everybody that's trying to be faithful to Holy Mother Church. And I say that because, you know, last week we played a video from a priest by the name of Father Michael O'Connor.
Yes.
It was on October 26th, I believe. And boy, oh boy, he preached the truth about Joe Biden.
He did.
And of course, we get a little email from YouTube saying that they removed that program because we violated community guidelines. So, we're being censored.
Oh, yeah.
All of us are being censored. If you believe in the gospel, Catholic or Protestant, and if you have conservative values, you're going to get these little nasty emails from YouTube where they're going to say, we've removed your video and stuff because it didn't comport with our community guidelines, et cetera, so and so. So this is, Terry, we're going to get more of this.
Oh, yeah.
If Joe Biden wins and Kamala Harris, you ain't seen nothing yet. You think we're being restricted right now. Boy, oh boy, you ain't seen nothing yet. Yeah, well, let's go move now to this Philly mob boss who admits he's part of the Italian mafia, La Cosa Nostra, and he admits that he stole the election. But it's very possible that he may flip. So this boss of the Philly mob, his name is Skinny Joe Merlino.
What a name.
They always give themselves silly names. I don't understand these guys, but nonetheless.
Yeah.
So he's an American mafioso, and he's part of the inner circle of the mafia here in the United States. And there's a picture of him walking down the street, hobnobbing around the highest echelons of the old-time mafia folk. He's mostly in Florida these days, but he's describing what may have been the heist of the century, the 2020 presidential election. And he's drawing praise from far-flung corners of the Italian-American business community, which sees the thanks of a grateful administration as a key to the revival of the community's political influence. But an associate says that Skinny Joe Merlino might just be willing to flip on Joe Biden and the Pennsylvania political operatives who ordered up some 300,000 election ballots marked for Biden.
Time out. Well, Jesse, how many? 300?
300,000. Put three zeros after 300.
Unbelievable.
So the source alleges that Skinny Joe Merlino and a team of associates manufactured those 300,000 election ballots at a rate of $10 per ballot. So that's a whopping $3 million that he made for 3 days of work. So they were then packaged into nondescript cardboard boxes and dropped off outside the Philadelphia Convention Center. And sources who spoke to the Chronicle, it's a paper, on the condition of anonymity, that's always a hard word to say, anonymity, say that Skinny Joe Merlino picked up those ballots from two private households where a trusted handful of associates were busily marking ballots with Sharpie markers.
How much were they paid to do that, Jess?
They were paid more than $1,000 per hour.
What?
Often producing thousands of ballots every nearly 60 consecutive hours.
Unbelievable.
And the ballots were purchased in cash.
No trailing.
So Skinny Joe Merlino, he's a convict. He's a mafioso. He's a convict. He was granted early release from a 2-year prison stint earlier this year.
Yeah.
And the article says that if President Trump is willing to offer him a full pardon for current misdeeds and an expungement of past deeds,
he'll speak, huh?
That Skinny Joe Merlino would be likely to offer stunning testimony before Congress about how the election was stolen. And it's thought that Democratic Party operatives working inside Philadelphia's election office provided Skinny Joe Merlino with crates of raw ballots just hours before polls closed on election night, which he transported to two private households in South Philadelphia. So by 10 p.m. that night, Merlino's operation was already generating more than 3,000 ballots per hour, which quickly scaled to more than 6,000 ballots per hour before midnight. Terry, this is the biggest scam I've seen in my life.
Yeah.
As it relates to the office of running for the president of the United States.
I guess what I'm saying, Jesse, is when I watched the election like you did on November 3rd, and we saw that they stopped counting ballots, you know, in the middle of the night, that was such a red flag. There's so many red flags here about corruption on this election. What makes me surprised, not surprised, it just shocks me, I guess, that's a better word, that nobody on the other side even acknowledges that anything was done illegally. They say this was the cleanest election we've ever had. And it's almost like a war of words. But I just think that the facts have to come out. And then we have to start to do, you know, with you know, questioning all this and getting it into the courts, and then have the courts expose this corruption. Because, you know, right now it's just words against someone, my word against your word. I really think that we need to pray that the courts will actually take these cases and really, what do they call it, discovery. You know, when they go into discovery, they start asking questions. Because once that happens, it's over, Jess.
I agree with you, Terry. But again, will we get our day in court?
So that's the question I have.
Hopefully we will. I think that's what the Trump administration is working towards. But it's an uphill battle, Terry, because remember, we have everybody against President Trump. Yeah. Think about who you got against him, Terry. Obviously, the Democrat Party. You have the universities, colleges. You have Hollywood. You have Big Pharma. You have big social media tech. You have the mainstream media. You have the communist. You have the socialist. You have the USCCB. Why do
it's
I
true.
Say that?
Well, they're right with Planned Parenthood.
Yeah, they congratulated Joe Biden on the same day that Planned Parenthood did. You know who Joe Biden also has on his side, Terry? Pope Francis.
Yeah, he does.
I mean, literally, Donald Trump is got the whole world against him. And so if he wins, which there is a pathway for him to win, there is a pathway. Mm-hmm. If he wins, it will be the hand of God. It will be because so many Catholics and Protestants have been storming heaven day after day after day with prayer. It will be the hand of God, because we are literally looking at David versus Goliath here today.
And Jesse, one other element we're missing, the pressure on the court system and on even the Supreme Court. Can you imagine they're saying, no, you can't do this, because if Trump gets in, can you imagine the violence, the deaths? Can you imagine the billions of dollars that are going to be lost because we have violence in our streets and all this? You got to just look the other way, man, because you know what? It's going to cost us too much money. It's going to cost people's lives. You got to just look the other way. That's the pressure I see being put on good people right now. And good people have to say, you know what? I'm going to let the chips fall where they are. The truth is what sets us free. If those people want to cause violence because it was an illegal election and Trump comes back in, then they're going to pay a price for whatever they do, because we're going to hold them accountable. That's what I hope they will say, Jess.
Taryn, here's one of the problems is also that a lot of, and they do this in politics and also in the church.
Time.
Here's what happens. And they even do this. I remember they do this in law enforcement. I remember when you start moving up the ranks, they start having, you know, parties and, you know, yeah, you know, congratulation parties for you and stuff, and for your achievement that you've been promoting, you're moving up the ranks. Well, what they do in politics and in the church is they'll set you up with a sexual encounter or with a financial encounter.
And they got you.
And then they got you, yep, dead bang, Terry.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
So now as you move up, even within the church or, yep, politics, whenever they want to call a favor from you, they'll say, hey, remember those pictures we got of you with your secretary? You know, your wife wouldn't want to see that. Or bishop, you know, that with those pictures that we got with that seminarian? Yeah, I'm sure the diocese wouldn't want to see that, right? They get you dirty either sexually or financially. Now, here's what I'm worried about.
Tell us.
We got a pretty good Supreme Court right now. Yep. The conservatives are pretty good, except for Roberts.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm always wondering, Robert called himself a conservative Republican. Right. Why does he generally sides with the left.
Yep.
I did read somewhere else, I don't have the article with me, that they have Justice Roberts compromised. Mm-hmm. Now, when you read that word, when they say a bishop is compromised, or a priest or a politician, that's a code word for saying we got him dirty,
yep,
either financially or sexually.
Yep.
And so now when I read that, it made sense to me the way Roberts, you know, goes about 50-50. He sides about 50 times with the liberals, with Sotomayor and Kagan and the other gentleman, Sandro the B. And so it makes sense to me why he sides with them, because he's getting phone calls and saying, hey, you got a big Supreme Court decision. Remember what we've got holding against you. Don't forget that when you vote. So what I'm telling you, Chairs, I don't trust Roberts.
No, I agree.
But even if he goes with the left, and if all the conservatives stick together, we will win 5-4.
Yeah, that's what I see. Four. Hey, Jess, you mentioned a prayer of Archbishop Vigen. I want to say another little prayer for our country, and this is about the Eucharist. Our Lady, the Angel of Peace, came to Portugal to teach the three children of Fatima this prayer. This is something we can say when we're before the Blessed Sacrament or even making adoration from a distance. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love thee, and I ask pardon for those who do not believe, do not adore, do not hope, and do not love thee. There's a few of those out in the world today. Let's pray for them. We come back. We got another topic regarding the law is clear. If an election is stolen, state legislature can restore the will of the people. What's that all about? Well, we'll explain that. And you're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. We'll be back with more on the Terry and Jesse Show.
Jesus said in Matthew 26, "Stay awake and pray that you may not enter into temptation." According to St. Ephrem, Jesus, who feared nothing, experienced fear and asked to be freed from death, although he knew it was impossible. How much more must we persevere in prayer before temptation assails us, so that we may be freed when the test has come? May God grant that we may withstand temptation and carry out His will in all things.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right, every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Before we get to this next article, Jesse, I was just reading this last night about Pope Leo XIII's 1925 encyclical on Christ the King. And he said this, and see if it just fits, man. It just fits for me. He said, the world has heard enough of so-called rights of man. Let it hear something of the rights of God. Wow, that just hit me. It is the silence about the rights of God that represents a betrayal of Christ the King. I'm done. Did that just hit you, Jesse?
Wow, that says it all, Terry.
It really does. To me, it did. That's why what we're doing right now is, what are the rights? The truth. We need to get to the truth. Let's get to this final document.
Yes. Yeah, Terry, that's a good point that you just made there about the rights. People forget.
Yeah.
You know, my rights, women's rights, reproductive rights, Black Lives Matter rights.
What about God's rights?
Everybody's always screaming about their rights.
Yeah.
And we've forgotten the most important person, which is God.
Amen, brother.
And this is basic Baltimore catechism stuff.
It is.
Catholics used to know this like for hundreds of years, and they forgot. Yeah. That the person who deserves our everything, allegiance, adoration, worship, obedience, submission, consecration, surrender, is God. That's called the rights of God. And that's based on the virtue of justice. But Terry, we've basically thrown that proposition out. Even in the Catholic Church, the average parish, if somebody gave a homily on the rights of God, I think half the people would walk out. I really do.
I agree with you. That's how far away we are.
Yes. Yeah. That's how far we've departed.
Yeah.
That's how far the apostasy's gone.
Oh, man. Sad.
But, Terry, before we start this article, I just want to... Father Ripperger's recommending a prayer every day. It's short prayer. It's called a prayer of command. I'm going to do it right now.
Let's do it.
And we'll, name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
In his name and by the power of his cross and blood, I ask Jesus to bind any evil spirits, forces, and powers of the earth, air, fire, or water, of the nether world, and the satanic forces of nature. By the power of the Holy Spirit and by his authority, I ask Jesus Christ to break any curses, hexes, or spells and send them back to where they came from, if it be his holy will. I beseech thee, Lord Jesus, to protect us by pouring thy precious blood on us, our nation, the president, our family, which thou hast shed for us. And I ask thee to command that any departing spirits leave quietly, without disturbance, and go straight to thy cross to dispose of as thou seest fit. I ask thee to bind any demonic interplay, or communications. I place Virgin Most Powerful, myself, my family, my marriage, our apostolates, our president, under the protection of the blood of Jesus Christ, which he shed for us. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Powerful prayer.
That prayer can be found on the internet. So, yep. Father Chad Ripperger recommends that prayer. It's called a prayer of command, to be prayed by every Catholic every day until the elections come to some type of closure. Terry?
Well said, Jesse. This is the final little article we have. The law is clear. If an election is stolen, which I think that it's being demonstrated that it has,
yeah,
state legislatures can restore the will of the people. Jess, how does that work?
Well, I'll just jump right to
the
salient parts of the article. It says this. As most Americans know, the U.S. president is not elected directly by the public, but is instead chosen by the Electoral College. Few people, though, know the exact manner in which the Electoral College chooses the president. The actual Electoral College election is governed by the Electoral Count Act, an 1887 law amended in 1948.
Mm-hmm.
And so let me read exactly what it says. Okay?
Yep.
It says that on December 14th in 2020, the chosen electors will assemble in each state and formally cast their votes. That's the Monday after the second Wednesday of December, and that's by law. So that'll be this year. It'll be December 14th, 2020. The chosen electors will assemble in each state and formally cast their votes. This day is a hard deadline. It's fixed by federal law. So the states must have their electors chosen by then. And in fact, the electoral count explicitly accounts for what to do if a disputed election or other problem means electors cannot be chosen by voters. So whenever any state has held any election for the purpose of choosing electors and has failed to make a choice on the day prescribed by law, the electors may be appointed on a subsequent day in such a manner as the legislature of that state may direct. In other words, federal law explicitly empowers state legislators to decide how a state's electoral votes should be awarded even after election day if that election failed to make a choice. Certainly, such a failure would include a fraud-ridden election whose outcome cannot be trusted. And there's a precedent. Yeah. The precedent that the Supreme Court has endorsed relatively recently, it was 20 years ago.
Yeah, we remember
in the
that.
Year 2000.
Sure.
Bush versus Gore.
Yep.
In that ruling, a court majority affirmed the following, quote, "The state legislator's power to select the manner for appointing electors is plenary. It may, if it so chooses, select the electors itself. The state, of course, after granting the franchise in the special context of Article 2, can take back the power to appoint electors. And there is no doubt of the right of the legislature to resume the power at any time, for it can neither be taken away nor abdicated."
Yep.
Now, with each passing day, it looks more and more clear that they must seriously consider exercising this power, because the evidence is steadily piling up that the Democratic leads in 2020 elections, decisive states, are built on a bedrock of fraud, Terry.
Yeah, you know, Jess, we had back in the 2000 with Gore, he was the president-elect for like 30 days, but the court went in and this is what happened. So in the case of a stolen election, Republican lawmakers then and should not feel ashamed or hide away. Remember I said the pressure that's going to be put on them, Jess?
Yep.
Hide away from what the law plainly empowers them to do. This would be an act of usurping. This would be an act of usurping the will of people. It would be instead be a noble and heroic act of restoring the will of the people that was viciously taken away from them in the night of day. See, this is the pressure that's being put on these guys. Are they going to do it? I don't know. With each passing day, it looks more and more like they must seriously consider exercising this power. Evidence is steadily piling up, you know, and the Democratic leads in the 2020 election in these decisive states are built on bedrock fraud. And Jess, we can continue, but I just want to say, let's pray that they will do the right thing and not do the most, you know, let's just say a convenient thing and just look the other way. Continue, Jess, in Nevada.
In Nevada, not only did out-of-state residents vote, but the dead rose from their graves to cast ballots.
That's not fraud. Give me a
well.
Break. Give me a break.
In Fulton County,
come on, man.
Georgia. Come on, like Biden
come on,
says,
man.
Come on.
I had to make that in there.
Terry, you should tell Biden that when you see him. Just tell him.
Come on, man.
Quit cheating. So in Fulton County, Georgia, officials told the public that they were done counting for the night and then secretly spent another 3 hours tallying votes unobserved by the public.
Man,
and in Michigan, a newly filed lawsuit alleges spectacular levels of fraud in Wayne County. One poll watcher says he forged votes fraudulently and he added to the state's qualified voter list. Another person, a Detroit poll watcher, signed an affidavit saying she repeatedly saw city workers coach voters to vote for Biden and other down-ballot Democrats.
Yep.
Now, these are not flimsy allegations.
Literally.
These are they're sworn statements mm-hmm. under oath.
That's right.
And if the people making these claims are lying, they can be criminally charged. But when enough fraud is found in lesser races to throw the entire outcome into doubt, then the courts have ordered entirely new elections to be held. But with an office as critical as president, such an option is not feasible. Not only would another presidential election cost too much and take too long, but the Constitution simply does not allow for it. The Constitution explicitly requires a president to be chosen by the Electoral College prior to January 20th. So if the 2020 election was stolen, then there's only one recourse that's going to remain. Republican-controlled state legislatures must act and vote to choose Donald Trump's electors for their Electoral College delegation, and they cannot be passive.
No.
They cannot simply sit around and let the Trump campaign do all the work or wait for some state court to tell everyone how things will be. State lawmakers must start setting the agenda right now. They must relentlessly drive forward investigations and refuse to accept propaganda from the press and ask covering excuses from left-aligned bureaucrats. If states cannot satisfactorily demonstrate by December 14th that their voting procedures were legitimate and free of fraud, then the law gives state legislatures no choice but to act to restore the will of the people of their respective states, and they're going to be obligated to pick a slate of Donald Trump-aligned electors and send their votes to Washington as the Constitution and the Supreme Court explicitly allow.
Wow. You know, Jesse.
So there's a pathway, Terry. There is,
a pathway, but it's going to take incredible character for those folks to make that decision. Because you know what, Jess? Think about this. Can you imagine somebody calling some of those folks and say, hey, you know what? If you do the wrong thing, your wife, your family, there's going to be all kinds of accusations. And also, they have the power to really pressure people to not do the right thing. And so I just want to pray right now in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Lord, we ask you to bless the America. Bless the people who are involved in this election, that they will do the right thing for the right time here in America. And we ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hey, Jesse, up next, Bishop Joseph Strickland is going to finish up the Ten Commandments. You think America needs a review on the Ten Commandments and not the Ten Suggestions? I think so. There's no expiration date on those Ten Commandments. And Bishop Strickland is going to share those with you. If you can't get it on your station right now, pick it up at our website, virginmostpowerfulradio.org, or on your YouTube channel, virginmostpowerfulradio.org, or go get our free app so you can hear our shows anytime, anywhere. Jess Romero, what state should we be living in, brother?
State of grace. Don't live in a state of mortal sin. Get holy or die trying. For as Ruben says, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. America, wake up to Jesus. Don't hit the snooze button. Live in a state of grace. Pray a rosary. Go to Mass as often as possible. Read your Bible every day. Go to monthly confession.
Yep.
And remember,
read that
old
Bible.
School. penance, and penance. Wednesdays and Fridays.
Up next, Bishop Joseph Strickland on the Virgin Most Powerful Radio. May God richly bless you and your family.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole Church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere, and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.